B-Pod Studios.
The following podcast is PG, may contain sketchy advice, embarrassing anecdotes, and may not be suitable for parents who think they have their shit together.
This is PG with Roxanne Wilder.
Sounds good. Did you hear that sound, Meredith?
What is wrong with you? Do I need to take you to the doctor right now?
No. No, that is my heart monitor.
Yes. So we do need to go to the doctor right now. What's wrong?
That is the low battery signal. Because I didn't... I don't know how to turn it off either.
So this isn't the bat signal. This is your heart monitor going off? What's wrong?
So I've been having heart flip-flops.
Okay.
Do you ever have those?
Yeah, like palpitations?
Palpitations.
And it doesn't hurt, but it doesn't feel good.
No, this is going to be obnoxious.
So you're not doing that on purpose?
No, that's not a special effect. No, it's... I've been having heart palpitations for about 2 months, and I went for my regular physical, and she did my regular blood workup. This is bad. I'm going to have to put this in my time cards. Okay, good. Meredith just brought that into Pat George's studio right there, the 1010 studio, so now we are not going to be disturbed by that low-battery heart monitor. But anyways, I just have these flip-flops all the time, and, you know, if your heart... It just started to bother me, so I went to the cardiologist yesterday, and he said, wear one of these. We'll collect some data. You're probably totally fine, but we don't want to mess around with something like that. So it's just an abundance of caution. But regardless, he told me you have to learn to minimize your stress more.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, that's difficult when you do live radio and live television for a living. I mean, we're so used to it to a certain level. But especially now, I mean, even going on air at the moment, I start sweating. All the anxiety goes up.
Yes.
And it eventually calms down like maybe halfway through the show, but it still kind of peaks at a certain level.
Right. So I did the show with the guys this morning, and they were making fun of the heart monitor, obviously. And so they're like, what is it? What's so difficult about it? You know, I go, well, we're all shot out of a cannon in the morning, right?
For sure.
And then we come to work, and it's like high energy for X amount of time. And then I was like, well, you guys, I didn't have paint the picture like this, but what do they do? Go home and you know, soak in their hot tubs or whatever.
Yeah, whatever they do.
Right, right. And I go home to two high-energy children.
Little babies.
Who will not coordinate their naps. So it doesn't matter. I get no break.
Right.
And I know I sound, you know, whatever. If that sounds whiny, I'm sorry. So anyways, maybe that's what it is. But I was kind of, because that's what the doctor did. He said, walk me through your day. And I walked him through the day. And he's like, do you have help around the house? I said, Doug is great. He definitely helps me. But I don't have a nanny or a babysitter there when I'm home.
Right.
It's all me.
It's when you're working. And then when you're working, boom, you're immediately handed the kids to take care of them.
Yes. So, and I mean, not to turn this into a PSA, but heart disease is the number one killer of women.
Yes. Yes, it is. Isn't that scary?
It is. So it's
so like your heart monitor keeps going off, and it's not because it's something wrong.
No.
It's because of low battery.
Exactly.
How long are you going to wear this for? Because it's strapped to your chest.
2 weeks.
Okay.
Yes. And you wear it in the shower. You
I was just about to ask you that. Okay.
You can't wear it when you swim. It does get, I had to retape it last night after I took a shower because, you know, you're in there scrubbing. So it came off.
Is Doug going to be put off, let's say, if like you decide to get intimate? He's going to be like, hey, baby.
He did tell me when I was changing clothes, he's like, wow, your body looks great.
Ooh.
So maybe he's attracted to the heart monitor. Maybe there's some robotic element.
He wasn't
there.
Looking at that like, machine. He was looking at you.
Robot, robot. I've always wanted robot sex.
Hello. Beep, beep, beep. Well, that's, I mean, tell me, give me an update next week. I want to see. I mean, you're not going to find out any results for another 2 weeks.
No, it's going to take at least that because then my appointment's after that. But we're in the gathering data phase. So, of course. I've been having flip-flops 10 to 20 times a day.
Right.
And now since I've had the heart monitor on, I think I've had one.
And with the... Oh, great.
Yeah,
okay.
That's not all it is.
I know. They always say if you're going to go to the doctor, make sure you're the sickest. Don't take any medicine before you go or anything like that. But then whenever that happens to me with the kids, I go and my daughter hurt her ankle. And then it was just like 3 weeks ago. And I bring her in because she was really in pain. She was talking about all day at school the day before. I bring her in. The doctor walks in. She's jumping up and down. on the bed and then on the floor, like, mommy, mommy, I love the doctor's office. And I'm like, I don't know why I just did this to myself.
Could you play sick?
Yeah, exactly. Can you just lay here for a second so it doesn't make me look like a complete moron, please? But that's how kids are. It's crazy.
She's going to learn how to do that, and then she's going to play sick to play hockey from school. So,
how long did you keep your youngest in the snoo, in a bassinet in general, before transitioning?
I love talking snoo.
Yeah.
I love talking snoo. I kept her in there as long as humanly possible. Okay. I think they say that you're supposed to take them out at 6 months.
Yeah.
Is that the mark? I definitely had her in there till like 7.5 months.
Okay. Probably until she couldn't fit that much anymore.
No, but you know what's so funny? No, her head was, she was taking up the whole snoo. But what was so funny is, and I, oh, by the way, I just had her strapped. You know how you took Olivia out and you had one arm?
She has one arm now.
So I would take both arms out. So I was just having her in there. And then I moved her to just in the snoo, not even moving it.
Okay.
So she wasn't getting the rocking.
Oh.
And I put a, that's how I transitioned her to the bassinet.
Okay.
Then I put a noisemaker next to the snoo, the white noisemaker.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, that's a whole nother topic because our white noisemakers, you can Google and find out something bad on any product. Someone asked me, oh, are white noisemakers good for their language development? And then I'm like, I don't know. I have to look that up. And
now,
then sure
enough, I'm worried about that.
Jerk wrote on the message boards or on the product reviews that, you know, they're bad for language development. I don't think so.
No, it's just a noise. It's a comforting noise. We all have comforting things that we like, whether we sleep with a blanket or, I don't know, the TV on, whatever it is. It's really not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Well, she's 4 months now.
Oh, you still have plenty of time.
Yeah, so I'm assuming maybe 2 more months in the snoo. I'm just not getting any quality sleep. Like last night, she was up every hour.
Ugh.
And I just, Roxanne, I swear to God, I just need like a good night's sleep. So I will be kicking her out within the next 2 months to sleep in her crib. Just
in her room.
I need it.
Mm-hmm.
I need her to have her own space, and that way I can be a better mom.
Okay, let me ask you this question, though, because I'm actually going through a little sleep regression. My doctor jinxed us, our pediatrician.
He warned
because
you.
We were telling him, oh my gosh, she's the best sleeper in the world. She's the best sleeper in the world. And literally the last week, her sleeping has turned into
a mess.
It's just little. I've gotten to the point where I get up and I put her pacifier in her mouth and I don't even know that I did it. Like I have to really think hard. Did I do that last night? Did I dream it? But we do that. Doug and I kind of take turns. So he's very helpful. Maybe 4 times a night we're getting up with her, 4 or 5 times. That's not bad, but it's just a quick thing. It's not like I have to pick her up and rock her or anything. She's not a baby that likes to be rocked. I don't know, is Olivia, because maybe the snoo did that for her.
No,
she doesn't.
No rocking needed. No. I mean, sometimes I'll put her in the swing, but that's right before she wants to take a nap.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, no, I don't need to do that.
I'll tell you what was so good with Daviana. People are amazed when I've had, my in-laws are in town right now, and when I'm like, okay, it's Daviana's bedtime, and I'm literally gone. I walk in the bedroom. I come back like 2 minutes later. They're like, what? She's asleep.
Yeah,
she's good.
Asleep, passed
she's
out.
She's good.
Yeah.
But she's ready. Even if she's not going to fall asleep, she's comfortable lying down. Like the snooze sets really good habits.
Yeah, it does.
My older daughter does not have those.
It's such a long process.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Speaking of that, let's go into the bedtime process. How long does bedtime process need to be? Okay, so here's mine. It's a like a 5 minute countdown, and then brush teeth and vitamins and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm,
not necessarily
vitamins
in that order.
First, then brush teeth.
Right,
yes.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and then,
I know. I gotcha.
Yeah, and then we'll go in the room and I say pick a book or two, depending the length of the book. Okay, we'll read the book, and then she wants to play shadows. So I turn the light, and then we're playing this, and then I gotta tuck her in. But then she wants water, and then okay, your teddy bear and the blanket, and I finally close the door, and I swear to God, if I can finally eat and sit down. 60 seconds later, she's calling me. And it's such a process. I don't know how to eliminate it or make it go away.
It is. It's something they learn. It's a tactic. They're testing their boundaries.
Right.
And so it's like one more thing. And that's my daughter, too. A snack and a drink. Snack and a drink.
Right.
And a movie. I want a movie. And more books. You know, everything is.
I know.
They drag it out as much as they can because they want to stay up. And again, I'm thinking Daviana, I'm thinking Olivia are not going to be like that. I think when their day is when they're worn
when
out
they're
for their
ready
day,
to go down.
They're
going to
go down. That's what they always say, like the second child, because you know what you're doing.
Yes.
You're not as I have to ask you this. So you're going to see my heart just flip-flopped and now my battery is low and I can't do it.
Oh,
I have to enter the data. When my heart flip-flops,
okay.
I have to enter it in that little device I just put with Pat George.
Okay.
So anyways, if you have Aubrey's in her room, obviously, so you're ready to move Olivia into her room in 2 months or so.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I said I'm going to keep Daviana in there with me for a year,
mm-hmm.
and we're to the 10-month mark now almost. almost. And I feel like if I put her in her own room, in her crib, and then I hear the cries, that's going to make it worse for me.
Yeah.
Because then I'm going to lie in bed awake and go, wait a second, I heard the cries on the monitor. Is she okay? Okay, how long do I have to do that?
It
so
sucks.
For me, I transferred to the bassinet.
Yep.
And by the way, I found one that's like $120.
Awesome.
And she loves it.
Okay.
And it's very Snoo-like.
Mm-hmm.
And the beautiful thing about it, it's super deep.
Okay.
So she already stands up. She's already, I've had to adjust the crib already because she does naps in the crib.
Yeah.
I have to adjust the crib because she's already standing up and pull
that's
herself
awesome.
Up. Okay, funny thing about the Snoo, I kept worrying to Doug. I'm like, are we stunting her growth by having her wrapped like that?
Right, right.
Because
right.
the Snoo wraps around their
yes,
midsection.
Very comforting.
And she has a very small, tiny midsection.
Okay.
So I'm like, maybe I've
it's
not
like a corset.
Allow her to grow. Exactly.
She will be thanking you in the future then.
Really big feet now, but you know her waist is small, so we just got to work on the shoes next. But in any case, she now, as soon as she came out of the Snoo, like she was in the Snoo for the last pediatrician visit, at the six-month visit.
Mm-hmm.
And she was in the 60th percentile
wow.
for growth.
Yeah.
She came out of the Snoo, and she's in the 90th, above 90th.
Oh, my God.
So I think the Snoo was
holding it in.
Her.
when my daughter, she was at 99 and then 98.
Oh, yeah.
And then went down to 90. And now I think we're
but
at
Aubrey
like.
But Aubrey wasn't that big.
No,
so
she
Olivia's
was
your big
super
girl.
Tiny.
Right.
Yes. Olivia is just growing. And I just know at around 6 months, she's probably not going to really fit that much anymore into her bassinet. That being said, I can't wait for her to get out of my room so
right?
I can finally get some
right?
sleep.
I know.
It sounds awful, but it's true.
I
need to get some
it
rest.
It doesn't sound awful. It sounds like mama needs some rest.
Right. I'm going to start having heart palpitations soon.
I
don't
think
get
that's
some
what
sleep.
It is. And that was my other chief complaint. Not only the palpitations. I forgot about the other part. I'm having racing heart in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that is I know I have to get up and start my day, and it's
anxiety.
The fight or flight, and
yep.
so it kicks into high gear to help me get up and get going. But the other part is because you hear the baby's cry.
Yep.
And I think the baby's cry syncs with your heart, and it's like, oh, no, baby cry.
Can you sleep in at all on the weekends? Like, say we get
Saturday,
an extra...
No. Sunday, yes.
Okay, how so?
But, I mean, Saturday, I can't sleep past 5.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sunday, I can sleep in until... 7.
Ooh, that's
yes.
nice. Isn't that sad that we're like excited about
it
sleeping
is.
Until 7?
I know.
If you don't have a kid
no,
and you think that's sad, it is.
Oh, I want to. Okay, so can you sleep in or no?
Yeah. So Saturday, I wake up early with the kids so Anthony can sleep in.
Okay.
He can sleep in as long as he wants. If
oh,
he wants
nice.
To sleep till 9, 10, whatever, it's totally fine.
Oh,
as long
great.
As we don't have crazy stuff to do. But then Sunday, I can sleep in.
So you were saying, can you, like, logistically?
I can't. I will wake up around 5 in the morning.
And then you'll
and then
put yourself
if
back
I
to sleep.
Exactly. And then around 6, 6:30, I'll eventually try to fall back asleep.
Okay, so I have this great new sleep device.
Mm.
It's called Rise Sleep.
Ooh.
It's one of these for your phone.
Okay.
And I've tried the ones before that you like keep in bed with you.
Yeah.
And those are silly to me because then you have to. I have a thing with my phone where if it's not in airplane mode, it's communicating with me while I sleep.
Oh, wow.
If someone texts me, I'll dream about them.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so notifications, all that, I need all of that silenced.
Mm-hmm.
So none of the sleep apps work for me because then I have to keep the whole phone on to track my movement in bed, to tell you when you're in REM and that. So it's just not worth it to me. And then, so instead, what I have is this Rise. And all that is based on is when you shut your phone off.
Mm-hmm.
So this is assuming that you go to bed when you shut your phone off and you wake up when you pick it up again. So obviously it doesn't catch that. Oh, it takes me a while to fall asleep.
Me too.
As tired as I am.
Well, we have a lot of stuff on our mind.
Yes.
Especially from the anxiety during the day and work. And then we're thinking about work and then the kids or vice versa. And then finally we can end up, I don't know. I try to think about Lion King or something just to make sure that I can just fall asleep. A Disney movie and then it'll just put me out.
Pre-kids, I never had that problem.
No, because
I mean, my head hit the pillow. I was out.
Yeah. And now we're probably even more exhausted.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But it's harder for us to fall asleep because we have to take care of
right.
human beings.
Right. So it's just, it's your mind. It's a mental game. And so this sleep rise thing, it tracks, you know, roughly when you go to sleep and when you wake up. And then it tracks your sleep debt. So your sleep debt is different than, sleep debt is accumulated over the past 2 weeks of sleep.
Right.
So this helps you a little bit more. You can make up for it a little bit. You can't just like, oh, I'm going to sleep 5 hours Monday through Friday and
right.
then Saturday make up for it. You can't do that, but the sleep debt looks at like the overall 2 weeks. It's neat. I mean, I'm not going to bore everybody.
No,
with the
I mean, it sounds pretty cool.
Numbers, but
it is important though. I mean, there's been many studies, millions of studies done about how important sleep is, and you shouldn't get 4 hours of sleep. You should get at least 7 hours of sleep.
And you have to get 7 hours of sleep to survive.
Mm-hmm.
And when you are at work, it also will tell me like, you're going to reach your peak right now, reaching your mental peak, which happens about 6:15. After that, it's all downhill. All the more reason we need to wrap it up. And
I know,
get
that's
on
so
out of
funny.
Here.
And we really need it around like 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
We're going downhill.
We're like,
and that's
downhill.
When I go get a second cup of coffee, by the
yes.
way.
Yes. I used to tell Mason and Bobby, all right, guys, I just hit my stride at 6:30. Hope you enjoyed that. That was the peak.
Ready to go.
Was that good for you?
It was the highlight of my day.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.